الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we had read the introduction of the author, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his treatise, At-Tawdih wal-Bayan li Shajarat al-Iman, the clarification and interpretation of the tree of faith. And we have seen that the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, has based this treatise upon a verse in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Ibrahim. And that is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this wonderful and amazing verse and parable and example that Allah is striking with a statement of faith and the creed and belief of a believer, in the heart of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by calling the reciter and the reader, the listener, to ponder and to reflect. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Have you not seen how Allah has struck an example? Have you not seen how Allah has struck a parable? Meaning this portion here, the introduction to the verse, is calling a believer now to reflect upon that. And that which is coming from this parable, it should be pondered over. It should be thought about. It should be reflected upon. And by pondering and reflecting over examples and parables, the reality of something can be made clear. وَبِالْمِثَالِ يَتَّضِحُ الْمَقَالِ. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that by way of parable and example, then the statement or the issue can be made clear, can be made clear. And from the beautiful manners of teaching that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches His slaves in His book, and likewise from the beautiful manners of teaching of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to strike examples. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, and these are parables that we strike for mankind. These are parables that we strike for mankind, and no one understands them or truly comprehends them except for people of knowledge. It's mentioned that some of the Salaf, they would hear this verse, and one of them would hear this verse and then begin crying if he did not understand the parable and if he did not comprehend properly. وَلَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And no one truly understands them and comprehends them, meaning these parables, إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ, and the people who have sound knowledge. So he would say, إِنِّي لَسْتُ مِنَ الْعَالِمِينَ, and he would begin crying, and I'm not from those who have knowledge. And likewise, it's mentioned about Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, if one of these issues, the issues of the religion, was difficult for him to understand and hard for him to grasp, and he did not any comprehend the issue properly, he would fall in prostration and he would beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up for him the avenues and the ways of comprehension and understanding. And so the point is now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's striking an example. And these examples are made to ponder over and to reflect and to benefit from in order to understand the reality of something. And the issue here is the reality of at-tawheed wal-Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is striking the example of this good word and the word of faith in the heart of a believer with a good tree. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً. The good word. A good word. كَشَجَرَةً طَيِّبَةً. Is that of a good tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ. And its foundation is firm. The foundation is firm. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And its branches are high in the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. Giving its fruits and blessings and at all times. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. By the permission of its Lord. Not by the favor and the bounty of the slave or the servant or the blessing of the tree itself, but rather by the permission of Allah and the favor of Allah. So therefore, the tree of faith in the heart of a believer, and that which stems from that, from the beautiful actions and the noble manners and the upright deeds and speech, this is all from the favor of Allah. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. By the permission of its Lord. And likewise, the benefit of the trees as well, and the bounty and blessings of the crops and that which is in this life also is from the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the grace, it returns back to Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He strikes these parables for mankind so that they may reflect, so that they may take admonition and take heed, so that they may reflect, and that they may take admonition and take heed, and benefit and take a lesson. And this is the portion that the author is basing this work on. But the parable continues in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he mentions, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. And then Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, likewise, after the example of a good word, that of the good tree, and then describing that good tree, and the parable and the example of a bad word, of the foul word, of the filthy word, is that of a filthy tree. اجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. It is stripped and it is uprooted from the earth and it has no stability. It is stripped and uprooted from the earth and it has no stability. And then Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And Allah, he makes firm those who believe with a firm statement, meaning the statement, La ilaha illallah. In this life and in the hereafter, يُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah, he leads astray those who are oppressors and wrongdoers. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does whatever he wills. So this is the example to ponder and to reflect over. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his work Al-Fawa'id, and which is a small treatise, a small book where he gathered a number of brief benefits, rahimahullah ta'ala, and they are just that, yani fawa'id, jaleela wa nafisa, yani very beneficial, brief and short benefits and reminders. And from that is what he mentioned about this affair here on page 240. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, وَالْإِخْلَاصُ وَالْتَوْحِيدُ. وَالْإِخْلَاصُ وَالْتَوْحِيدُ شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ. And al-ikhlas, sincerity, purity of intention, and making the intention and the deen for Allah alone, and al-tawheed, singling out Allah alone for worship. شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ. It is a tree in the heart. This is the example again, and clarifying, this is a bit of detailed clarification with regards to this verse. وَالْإِخْلَاصُ وَالْتَوْحِيدُ شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ فَرُوعُهَا الْأَعْمَالِ وَثَمَرُهَا طِيبُ الْحَيَاةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالنَّعِيمُ الْمُقِيمُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. That al-ikhlas and al-tawheed is a tree in the heart, and its branches are the deeds, the actions, and its fruits is the good life in this life, and the eternal and everlasting delight in the hereafter. And the eternal and everlasting delight in the hereafter. So this clarifies the issue. That this is the affair. Asluha thabit. Kalimatu tawheed wal ikhlas. Asluha thabit. This is a tree in the heart. Its foundation, its roots are in the heart. Are in the heart. And this is with regards to al-imanu billah. Wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. Wa al-yawm al-akhiri. Wa al-imanu bil-qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. To believe in Allah. And to believe in the tawheed of Allah in the proper manner. And to believe in His angels. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His messengers. Alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And His books. And to believe in the last day, in the meeting of Allah, and everything that occurs at death until the resurrection, and the admittance of the righteous into paradise, and the disgrace of the disbelievers and disobedient by being cast into hellfire and the likes, all of these affairs, and believing in the decree of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good of that and the bad of that, this is the foundation which is in the heart, that is firm in the heart of a believer. And as for faruha, Fisama, this is the actions, that which proceeds from that. The actions, all of the good deeds, all of the actions of obedience, this is proceeding from that, that which is in the heart. And all of this is Iman. And all of this is Iman. Just as there is no tree. The tree does it without branches. A tree has roots. And a tree it has a trunk. And a tree it has branches. And a tree it has leaves. And a tree it has fruits. If it begins leaving these things, or if these things begin to fall off from the tree, it becomes weaker and weaker until it dies. Until it dies, it will not be a tree anymore. So this is the case. And all of these affairs are Iman. This is what the author is going to clarify. But just to summarize now, so that we can ponder over this example, and we ask Allah to make it beneficial for us, and to increase us in faith and in sincerity. That this is the reality. It's in the heart. It's a foundation in the heart, but there are branches. There are actions that proceed from that, that are likewise faith, that are likewise considered Iman, that are likewise considered Iman. And likewise from that as well, the good life, the fruits. The fruits of the tree is the good life in this life, the life of happiness and contentness with the decree of Allah, the life of piety and righteousness and submission to the will and the command of Allah, the life of tasting the sweetness of faith and obedience, and showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good and the bounties of the deen and the dunya, and likewise being patient and trusting and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the times of hardship and difficulty. All of this is from the good life in this life. And likewise in the grave, the good life in the grave and the good life in the hereafter, all of this is the fruits and the bounties, that which proceeds from the tree of faith and the actions of al-Iman, and the actions of al-Iman. So Ibn Qayyim, he mentions, he says, وَكَمَا أَنَّ ثِمَارَ الْجَنَّةِ لَا مَقْتُوعَةٌ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٌ فَثَمَرَةُ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَذَلِكَ كَذَلِكَ. So just as the fruits of paradise, they are not prohibited, or they're not seasonal, and they never cease. The fruits of paradise, they continue. They're not seasonal. Like some fruits in the dunya, they're only around in certain seasons. In certain seasons, these particular fruits are found. In other seasons, they're not found. And the likes like this, brother, the fruits of paradise, they're not in that manner. Whether they're continuous. They're continuous at all times. And he's mentioning, rahimahullah, Ibn Qayyim, that likewise, the fruits of at-tawheed and ikhlas, they're continuous at all times. They're continuous at all times. With regards to the foul word and the foul tree, and the second portion of that parable, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ which تُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ. Ibn Qayyim, he says, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَالشِّرْكُ وَالْكَذِبُ وَالرِّيَاءُ شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَالشِّرْكُ وَالْكَذِبُ وَالرِّيَاءُ شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ. And paganism, polytheism, and lying, and showing off, wanting to be heard or to be seen, is a tree in the heart. Is a tree in the heart. ثَمَرُهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا الْخَوْفُ وَالْهَمُّ وَالْغَمُّ وَضِيقُ الصَّدْرِ وَظُلْمَةُ الْقَلْبِ. And the fruit of this tree, the tree of disbelief and paganism and polytheism, and worshipping others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tree of desiring the dunya and showing preference to this life, the tree of lying and disobedience, and the likes in the heart, its fruit in this life is fear and worry and grief and having a tight chest and not being able to deal with affairs in a good manner, having a tight chest, and he meaning that he's not able to bear difficulty and hardship and to deal with the affairs. He becomes irritable in a moment, and the likes like this, and a black heart, and the darkness of the heart. This is the fruit. This is the fruit of shirk. This is the fruit of disbelief and disobedience. This is the fruit of showing off and using the deeds of the hereafter for the dunya. And that one, he will become afraid, and he will fear, and he'll be afraid. Any of the people, he'll be afraid of the people, and afraid. Any that he'll be afraid of the people and of the affairs of the dunya, and he'll be worried, and he'll be overcome with worry and with grief and agitation and the likes like this, and he will not find contentment and satisfaction and peace and rest. And he mentioned, rahimahullah, wa thamaruha fil akhirah az-zakum wal adhab al-muqim. And as for the fruits of that tree, wa liyadhu billah, in the hereafter is az-zakum, and the everlasting punishment. He mentioned closing this benefit, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ هَاتَيْنِ الشَّجَرَتَيْنِ فِي سُورَةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. And verily Allah, he has mentioned these two trees in the chapter of Ibrahim. So this is the case with regards to the tree of faith. Either it will be a good tree in the heart, and it will have much benefit, or it will be a foul tree and it will have much harm. And in reality, we have seen in the previous class what has come in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked the companions about a tree that is similar or resembles the believing slave, a rajul al-Muslim, in some narrations of mu'min, in this manner, and that he radiyallahu anhu, he was thinking that it was the nakhla, and that in reality the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was brought with the jummar. Who remembers what is the jummar? Jummar al-nakhla. The qalb, the heart of the tree. And it's at the top, and it's sweet. And they'll cut the top of the palm tree, and they will cut it, and then dig out the heart and eat it. And it's said to be very sweet. It's said to be very sweet. This portion of the tree was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he told them, "Tell me about a tree that is like a Muslim, or similar to a believer, and this leaves us never falls, and it's this and it's this and it's this. And then the companions from them, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum, and other than them, they're all mentioning, it's mentioned that the companions, they mention a number of different trees from the trees of the desert, and the likes like this. And Ibn Umar, he was saying to himself that it's the palm tree. But he did not say anything because he's the youngest. And in the indication of his reverence and honor and respect for the elders, and he from the companions, radiallahu anhum. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, hiya nakhla. Hiya nakhla. It is the palm tree. After that, whenever he was alone with his father, Ibn Umar, he mentioned to Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said that verily that I knew that it was a nakhla and I wanted to say something. He said, well, what prohibited you? He said, I seen that all of you and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma were not saying anything, so I did not say anything. He said, had you had mentioned the answer, it would have been more beloved to me than this and this and that and that. And that he wished that he would have mentioned that. You need to see the cleverness and the knowledge and understanding of his son. And the point is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he resembled the believer to the palm tree, to the palm tree. So many of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is the case with this tree here. Not necessarily any tree, the tree of faith, but a palm tree. And it's mentioned that the palm tree is from the best of all trees. And that from its traits is that every part of it is beneficial. The roots are beneficial, and the trunk is beneficial, and the leaves are beneficial, and the fruits are beneficial. And there's nothing from that except there's a means and a way to benefit from it. And a means and a way to benefit from it. And there are a number of resemblances between this particular tree, and nakhla, which is the palm tree, and between the believer. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned some wisdom behind this example. And from them is Al-Imam Al-Baghawi, rahimahullah. He died in the year 516. In his tafsir, he mentioned what hikmatu fi tamthil al-imani bil-shajara. Hiya anna shajarata la takunu shajaratan illa bi thalathati ashya'. And the wisdom behind making the example of faith, the wisdom behind striking the example of iman with a tree, is that a tree will not be considered a tree, and rightfully, until it has three things. He said, irqun rasikh wa aslun qa'im wa far'un adin. A tree will not truly be considered a tree except with three affairs, and that is that it has it has deep roots, strong and firm deep roots, and that it has a trunk that is raised and established, that is firm. And likewise, it has branches that are high and lofty. And this is a tree. Whenever a person, he ponders over a tree, this is what he will imagine in his mind, that there will be roots that are deep in the ground, that are firm, holding up the base of the tree and the trunk, and proceeding from the trunk will be branches that are stems, any high in the air. This is the reality of a tree. And so he says, كَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانُ لَا يَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِثَلَاثِةِ أَشْيَاءِ. And likewise, at iman, it will not be complete or correct except with three things, and with three affairs. Tasdiqun bil qalbi, wa qawlun bil lisani, wa amalun bil abdan, wa amalun bil abdan. And that is that iman likewise will not be complete except with three things, and that is to have belief and affirmation, affirmation and belief in the heart, and likewise a statement on the tongue, as well as actions on the body parts, as well as actions on the body parts. So from this aspect, yani there is a great resemblance between al-Iman and the tree of faith here. But likewise, if we ponder and reflect over the issue of the tree and the palm tree specifically, and the believer and the faith, likewise we find that there are many resemblances. And from that, the people of knowledge, they mention is that a tree, it must have provision. The tree will not be alive except with some type, some source of provision. And meaning it has to be watered. A tree, it has to be watered. And if the water is cut from the tree, it will slowly wither up and die. It will slowly wither up and die. But if it's given the proper provision and the proper nourishment and the proper irrigation, then the tree will flourish. The tree will flourish and become strong and become healthy, and it will grow and it will produce much fruit. Likewise, iman in the heart, it has to have provision and it has to have nourishment. It has to have provision and it has to have nourishment. And this is from the revelation. And this is from the revelation. And the revelation has been described as being a ruh in more than one verse in the book of Allah. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. And likewise, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a ruh from our command. And it's mentioned that Jibreel, he's called from his name's Ruh al-Qudus. Yani that Ruh al-Qudus is Jibreel. This is because he is the one who is entrusted to the revelation. And so the revelation is considered a ruh. A ruh is a soul. And that's the meaning linguistically. The ruh is the soul. And with the soul is the life of the body. And without the soul, without the ruh, the body will be dead. So likewise, the hearts are alive with the revelation. In the same manner, the hearts are alive with the revelation. And similar like that as well, the trees, they're alive with the water. So the water and the soul of the heart and the life of the faith is from the revelation. It's from the revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has struck in this example a number of times in His book. And from that is whenever He had reprimanded the believers. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for the hearts of the believers to have humbleness and humility at the remembrance of Allah and that which is revealed from the truth? And it has the time not come for the hearts to have humbleness and humility and to submit and humility and humbleness before Allah and His remembrance, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which is revealed from the truth? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And to not be like those who were given the revelation before, those who were given the book before, and the time, some time period passed over them, and their hearts became hard. And وَكِثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And many of them, they are corrupt and wicked. After this, and he mentioned this affair of faith, and the fact that the heart should quiver and shiver and fear Allah and be humble and submissive at His remembrance, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, that they should be submissive and humble at the mention of the truth, and to not be like those who have preceded, who received the revelation likewise, but they did not reflect and did not ponder. And rather, their hearts became hard because of opposition to that which was revealed to them, and not applying and living and abiding by that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning these affairs here, and He clarifying that which can happen to the heart. The heart can come to life with the remembrance of Allah, and having humbleness and compliance to the truth. And likewise, it can become hard. It can become hard if one, he turns away from the truth, and he rejects faith, or rejects complying to the faith, and he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon knowledge, the heart can become hard, and the likes like this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this verse, He clarifies that even if that's the case, even if somebody, his heart became hard, he should not give up hope or lose faith, because rather Allah, He gives life to the barren land after he has died. Allah gives life to the barren land after he has died, and by sending rain. And so likewise, Allah, He can give life to the hearts, and after they have been corrupted, and they have died as well, and they have become weak, and this is by the revelation. يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So you must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives life to the barren earth after it's been dead. And in this manner, Allah clarifies His signs so that you may understand. So the revelation, it is like water for a tree. But for the heart, it's the life of the heart. So in this manner, there's a great resemblance. So if the revelation is cut from the heart, or that is not given in a proper amount, then the heart will become weak and the faith will become weak, just as a tree. A tree, whenever one cuts the water and the irrigation from it, it will slowly wither up. But likewise, the tree, if you cut the water from it, it does not die immediately. It will not die immediately. Rather, it will take some time. It will die slowly. It will die slowly. And likewise, the heart, it doesn't die immediately. You will not become misguided immediately. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaytan. So a person, his faith does not normally lose his faith all at one time. Although it can happen. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Generally the case is a believer, a person who will follow the steps of shaytan. And his faith will become weak and weaker and weaker and weaker until he leaves the deen in this manner. So likewise the tree. In the same resemblance, if it's cut off and left in that manner, it will become weak and it will wither and wither until it dies. But the thing about the tree as well, subhanallah, yani Allah, He says, أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. And meaning that you have to ponder and reflect. So pondering, reflecting on this, we see many resemblances. Many times a tree will be strong, it will have many branches and have many fruits and many benefits. But then if something happens to the tree, Yani the water is cut from it, for example, whatever the case may be, or become sick. Another resemblance to faith. It can become corrupted. It can be there, but it will be weak. Likewise, the tree. It can be there. It can be a tree. It can be alive, but weakness can affect it, and sickness can affect it. Whenever this happens, sometimes you will find that one branch, maybe, or two branches, they'll begin withering. They'll begin withering, and then pretty soon that branch will become heavy and it will fall off and break. And the tree will be alive, but there will be a number of branches on that tree that are still alive. They still have fruits on them, but there will be one branch or two branches here that have withered up and died. And this is the example of the one who has established some of the rites of al-Islam, obligatory or non-obligatory. And at one time in his life, he's striving to establish him. That tree in his heart, the roots of faith in his heart are growing strong and producing these fruits, producing these branches, producing this goodness, proceeding out from his faith, and he's establishing them. And then something comes to him, a weakness in his deen, and he begins to become negligent. For example, somebody who heard the hadith of Habiba radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صلى ثنتي عشرة ركعة في اليوم وليلة بني له بهن بيت في الجنة, that whoever prays 12 non-obligatory prayers in one day and one night, a house in paradise will be built for him. He would hear this narration for the first time, for example, and then he will believe in it. And you'll hear this is in Sahih Muslim. He'll become even more certain that it's from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will have strong desire and encouragement to apply that. And he'll begin working by that. And he'll apply that for some time. At this time, the example here is that this branch here is proceeding from his faith. This branch here is proceeding from his faith. Whenever the branch proceeds, likewise the fruits come off of that branch and the leaves and the benefits that come along with this particular branch. But if that particular individual, he's not careful, and maybe he begins to look at the wrong thing or talk to the wrong people or hang out with the wrong crowd, and he becomes involved in the wrong things until that company or these situations and circumstances affect his heart, affect his faith, and now he becomes occupied or preoccupied, and he begins to leave off. He begins to leave off those 12 after he was diligent upon them. So what happens now? That branch begins to wither. Those fruits, they dry up. The fruits that he found, the fruits of the goodness and the joy and the benefit that he found, and the increase in faith that he found from establishing those non-obligatory prayers in that manner, they begin to wither up. Maybe it will not happen all at one time. Maybe even one branch, maybe it has other twigs coming from it. So what will happen? These twigs will start withering up, and the leaves will start falling off little by little. Maybe he will not leave all of them at once. Maybe he'll stay on the Fajr, for example, but normally he'll pray four before the Lord. He'll start praying two. He will leave it off. And then maybe he normally would pray after Isha, but he will stop doing that, for example. And he will only be praying maybe 10 or maybe 8 until eventually, yani, he's losing out. This branch here, this branch that is stemming from his faith, it is withering. It is withering. It is withering. If he's not careful, it will be one of the branches that fall. It will be one of the branches that fall. If we look around in our environment, in our backyards, as we're driving through the street, we'll see many trees. And these examples are very apparent. These examples are very apparent. You will find trees like this in your yard or in the yard of your neighbors, and these strong, tall trees with many fruits and many branches and many leaves. But if you see there's one branch that one time it was large, it broke off and fell. Sometimes whenever these branches break off, they fall and hurt people, or they fall and they destroy property. Even sometimes the tree can become stripped from the ground. Maybe one time one will see the tree and it's very strong and beautiful. And you look at it and it's tall, swaying in the wind. Allahu Akbar. And then the rain will come. And then the wind will come. And in the morning you will find it fell on somebody's house or fell on somebody's car. And this manner like this is something that we see around here. This is the example. Ujtuthat min fawqil ardi ma laha min qarar. That it was stripped from the ground. It does not have stability. And this is the case of the believer who does not have firm faith. This is the case of the believer who does not have strong iman. That doesn't know the religion in detail. Many of the believers, they have general knowledge of the religion. That general knowledge is definitely rooted in the heart. But it will not become firm in the heart until that knowledge is detailed. The detailed knowledge is those roots in the heart that's spreading out and going deep. Going deep. This is what's going to hold the tree up. This is what's going to hold the base up. Whenever the wind comes, it's going to just move like this. It's not going to come uprooted. But if there's just general knowledge, not detailed knowledge, maybe somebody will come with a shubha. Maybe somebody will come with a doubt or a misunderstanding. Maybe somebody will use the book of Allah in a wrong manner, like the innovators do, and the people of misguidance do. Or they'll use a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person does not have detailed knowledge, it could affect him. it could affect him and weaken his roots, and weaken his roots until eventually maybe his tree could be uprooted and not have any stability. وَلِيَذَا بِاللَّهِ. So there's so many examples and parables and comparisons in this manner with sincere faith and the tree. Then going back to the example of the non-obligatory prayer, sunan al-rawatib. And this person now, his tree, his branch is withering, but it's still there. He's still praying sometime, or some of them. And if he left them all, eventually then that branch will fall off, and he will lose that. And he will lose the fruits of that, and the benefit of that, likewise. But if he began to pray them again, that will stem out again. Or if he began to wither up, but then he repented, he checked himself, and he heard an admonition, and he heard the reminder of the benefit of these prayers, and he began to desire to pray them again, and he established them again in his life, what would happen to that branch? Well, it will come back to life. This is the reality of a tree. The tree, sometimes it will wither up. Its branches may become, it start to wither. But then if it's given the proper care, and the proper nourishment, and the proper irrigation, and water, and the likes like this, then it will start to grow again. Maybe it will wither up and it's almost dead. Sometimes, but then somebody will come and water it. Somebody will come and care for it. Somebody will come and remove the filth and the weeds that surround it. Another example of the believer and of faith and the tree, and particularly the date tree or the palm tree, that sometimes this adagal and these different weeds will grow around the base of the tree, and they will compete with the tree for the water, and they will suffocate the tree, and they will harm the tree, and it will cause the tree to become weak. Likewise, a believer, if he has the wrong information coming to him, and the wrong companions around him, and the wrong advice, sometimes people, brothers and sisters, they will go to the wrong people to get advice. They'll go to the wrong people to get advice. And we see many times examples of this. For example, a man and a woman, they'll have a falling out. They'll have a falling out. And instead of the brother or instead of the sister going to somebody who is qualified to get advice from, somebody who is qualified and known for their knowledge and understanding and also noble manners and conduct to advise them in this affair, they'll go to some of the laymen, or they'll even go to some people that could be described as being corrupt and not reliable and trustworthy, and getting advice from them. So-called advice, and they'll advise them with things that are not beneficial. And they'll be a means to put fire on the fire, and to put fuel in the flame, and to cause much problems by going to the wrong people to get advice. And if this is the case, and like this, the tree, if it has weeds around it, and it's not taken care of, these things can affect it. So if a person is around the wrong people, and he's getting advice, and he's listening to the wrong words, and the wrong interpretation, the wrong understanding, it can affect his faith. It can affect his faith and weaken it. It can affect his faith and weaken it. But if you go to that tree and you weed out those weeds, and you pluck out those weeds, and you strip them from the ground, and you remove that, then alhamdulillah, the tree will become strong again. So likewise, if a believer, he gets wrong, he gets rid of that information, and the foul information, or he gets rid of those companions, and the likes like this, and avoids and stays away from them, then likewise, his faith will become strong again. And Likewise, the people of Nod, as I mentioned, that this palm tree, it does not grow in any land. And you can't take the palm tree and put it in any land and it will grow there. And it's only a certain type of soil that's beneficial that this tree is able to grow in. So likewise, the tree of faith, it will not grow in any heart. It will not grow in any heart. It will only grow in a heart that is pure and a heart that is good. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He selects the good slaves. طِبْطُمْ فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And the good slaves, because it's a good word. It's a good word. So it's only good. It's only for a good heart. This is the case. It's a good word. The good word is for the good people. So if you have this word in your heart, alhamdulillah, this is a sign that you are a good person. But now that word has to be cultivated, and it has to be nourished, and it has to be kept safe and kept clean, because this is the case. So it can become corrupted, just like that tree can become corrupted. So from the means of keeping it strong is having the soil turned and the soil taken care of, and purified and cleansed, and making sure that nothing comes in there to corrupt it, nothing that is foreign, nothing that is not from it, and the likes like this, and then keeping it nourished with the revelation from the likes of these gatherings, sitting in the gatherings of knowledge, and hearing the Quran and the Sunnah, and the ayat being mentioned and explained and interpreted in this manner, and hearing these affairs being mentioned in detail over and over, each time from a different aspect, each time with a different evidence, all of them indicating one affair. This is from the greatest means to strengthen the faith and to keep the faith alive in the heart of the believer, in the heart of the believer. Likewise, the people of knowledge, they mentioned specifically the palm tree. It is from the most sternest or sturdiest trees, and the tree that deals the best with the wind. And in many of the trees, they have lots of branches and leaves, and they're heavy on top, and the wind can blow them and overcome them easily and cause them to become uprooted in an easier manner. But as for the palm tree in general, it will sway with the wind. It will sway with the wind. The wind will come and blow it, and it will sway this way and sway that way, and then whenever the wind stops, it stands back up again. And this is something that the palm tree is known for. So from the most stablest and sturdiest of the trees with regards to dealing with the wind and the environment is this palm tree. And likewise, a believer with his faith, if it's firmly rooted, because likewise, that's not the case with every palm tree. Some palm trees, they will sway, but sometimes the wind can get to them likewise and strip them from the ground as well. But in general, if that faith is strong, if the roots are deep, then it's going to sway. Whenever the shubuhat come, and whenever the misconceptions come, the one who has strong, deep roots of iman, a faith in his heart, he'll be able to deal with those. They will come to him, and sometimes they will not even affect him. It will just stand there. The tree will stand firm. The believer, he'll stand firm in the face of these doubts and these misconceptions. They will not affect him whatsoever because of the knowledge that he has and the firmness that he has and his belief that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So whenever somebody came with this shubuhat that it's permissible, for example, to call on the graves and to make tawassul with the graves and the likes like this, the believer will not affect him whatsoever. The one who has the ikhlas and the tawheed firm in his heart, they will know that's falsehood and that's a lie. So many evidences and proofs that nothing is worthy of worship except for Allah. And from the greatest aspects of worship is supplication. That will not even affect him. But somebody who that faith is not deep in his heart, because he doesn't have the detailed knowledge and clarification and understanding of this affair, maybe he'll be affected by that. Maybe somebody will come, like they say in America, with the gift of gab. And that's how the people of innovation are. They'll come and they'll decorate their speech. They'll come with falsehood, and they won't just say like, this is falsehood, and yell at you and say it in an ugly manner. Rather, they're going to make it beautiful, and they're going to decorate it, and they're going to bring the truth and the likes like this to disguise their falsehood, And they're going to say that it's the haqq. Many of them, they'll say Ahl-Sunnah. Even today, you'll find many of them, they'll say Salafiyah, Al-Manhaj Salafi, like this, and they're from the worst and the furthest away from the correct creed and the correct belief. Many of them today, subhanAllah, you'll find them with regards to al-asma'i wa sifat. If you hear their statements or read their speech, they will be right on. Yani the creed of al-sunnah. But then whenever you see the issue with the rulers, you'll find them, they have left the straight path. They have left the sunnah. And they're far away from al-manhaj al-salafi with regards to that. And the methodology of the pious and the righteous predecessors. So a believer has to have a detailed knowledge. In this manner, the certainty comes. Because certainty only comes by having a lot of proof. The more proof, the more certainty. The more proof, the more certainty. Somebody can have faith, it will be there. But that faith can become stronger. And this is why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see how he brought the dead back to life. Allah said, Alam tu'min, awalam tu'min? Of course. Do not believe. Oh, Ibrahim, he said, of course I believe. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطَمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. But so that my heart can find tranquility, meaning increase in faith. Increase in faith. So the more evidences a person sees, evidences in the Quran, and evidences in the Sunnah, indicating that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, indicating that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indicating these affairs, the more when he sees these evidences, and then he sees likewise the proofs in the creation, and he sees the proofs in his own hands, in his own eyes, his own feet, in his family. He sees the proof in this creation and in this universe. Now he increases in faith, and he increases in faith, and he increases in faith until it becomes deeply rooted. Sibghat Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةً. And the deen of Allah is mentioned like this as a sibgha. A sibgha meaning that the person, he'll be like he's dipped. like he's been dipped in the religion. Meaning that he's 100%. Involved in the religion from all aspects. And the religion is something that encompasses his whole life from every aspect. And his heart, inside and outside, is nothing but submission and servitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This comes by having knowledge. And this knowledge is rooted in the heart. And whenever it becomes stronger and more firm, then the faith, by the permission of Allah, becomes stronger and more firm. It becomes stronger and more firm. So this is the issue that the examples, or some of the examples that the people of knowledge, they have made with the tree of faith and the heart of a believer, and the parable of the palm tree. And the parable of the palm tree. After this, the author, he says, "Well, al-faslu wal-awwal." That's the end of the introduction. Al-faslu wal-awwal, the first chapter. The first chapter. So he says, "Fi haddi al-imani wa tafsirihi." Fi haddi al-iman wa tafsirihi. The first chapter is with regards to the definition of al-iman. The definition of al-iman and its interpretation. The definition of al-iman and its interpretation. It's very beneficial to remind at this point that here, whenever we study the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, these words that have come in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and these terms like al-istiqama, or al-taqwa, or al-iman, or al-salah, or al-birr, and the likes like this, these terms, al-zakat, was-sawm, wal-hajj, all of these terms, they have a linguistic meaning that the Arabs, they know. All of these terms, they have a linguistic meaning that the Arabs, they know. Especially the Arab in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But whenever we study the aspect of the religion, the linguistic meaning is not intended. Many times there's a relationship between the two of them. And the linguistic meaning many times will be more inclusive. And the legislative meaning will be more specific. This is the case in many times that the linguistic meaning will be more general, and it will be more general, and the legislative meaning will be more specific. This is the case. So just as example, if we talk about a salah, and from the meaning of salah linguistically, a du'a, this is general. But as salah, we know the definition of salah. Salah has a specific definition. And likewise zakat, and likewise sawm. We have taken the definition of these affairs, and the legislative definition of these affairs is different from the linguistic definition. Likewise the affair of iman. Al-iman, it is al-haqiqa shar'iyya. It is a legislative reality. So we cannot understand iman by its linguistic meaning. And this is a reason why many of the people of misguidance and innovation have gone astray, trying to understand the reality of iman from the linguistic aspect only. This is not correct. This is not sufficient. Just as it's not sufficient to understand a salah from the linguistic aspect only, or to understand a sawm from the linguistic aspect only. For example, this will not be suffice a person. And none of the fuqaha would say that. And none of these people who have misinterpreted the iman, they would say that. Likewise, they know that there's a definition in the legislation for these affairs. But likewise al-iman. Likewise, al-iman, it has a linguistic understanding, which it means faith or belief. It means to believe. And in linguistic, a tasdiq, to believe. But it has a legislative meaning likewise. And this is what is intended. And this is what has come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. Allah, he says to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Verily, likewise, we have revealed to you a ruh from our command. And verily, you did not used to know what is the book nor what is iman." And he's speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. "Ma kunta tadri ma al-kitabu wa al-iman." O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is saying, addressing specifically the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "You did not used to know what is the book, any of the detail of the details of the revelation, nor did you used to know what is al-iman." And what is intended here is not the linguistic meaning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course he knows what iman means linguistically. But what is intended here is that even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not know the detailed explanation and clarification of al-iman legislatively until it's revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like this, it has come as well in the hadith, which is muttafaqun alayhi, from the hadith of Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma. And this, the author, he will mention it. We'll take it in a bit of detail. But now the point is to understand this reality, that there was a delegation of Abd al-Qais. They came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they asked the Prophet to advise them and to give them some information and some knowledge that they will enter paradise with, and that they could admonish their family and their kinsmen with whenever they return to them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Amurukum bil imani billah. Amurukum bil imani billah. I command you to have faith in Allah, to have al-iman billah." And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Atadruna mal imanu billah? أتدرون ما الإيمان بالله? Do you know what is الإيمان بالله? And these are, يعني, at this time, these are Arab that are coming from the desert. They're coming from the tribes far away. It's mentioned that they're not able to come except in a specific time because there are other tribes prohibiting them to come. They can only come in the sacred months because there are other tribes of disbelievers that prohibiting them from traveling to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are Arabs, any Arab akhah. They're pure in their understanding of the Arabic language. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you know what is al-imanu billah?" What did they say? Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best. So do we think that they don't know what iman means, any linguistically, in their language? No, of course they know what it means in their language. They know what it means in their language, but they also know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's not referring to the linguistic meaning. He's not referring to the linguistic meaning, but rather they understand that he's referring to a legislative meaning, a meaning that's clarified in the legislation, and that's why they said Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indication that the only way to understand correctly the true reality of al-Iman is from the book, which is the statements of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified to them the details of this affair. So this is the first point to make before beginning this chapter. And this is what the author, he's clarifying likewise in his methodology. And whenever he will mention about the definition of faith, and he will mention the definition the people of knowledge have clarified, and then the proofs for that. Hadith after hadith after hadith after hadith after hadith, clarifying the proper understanding from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise from the Quran as well, clarifying the proper understanding of al-Iman. The proper understanding of al-Iman. So therefore, again, to clarify, al-Iman and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is only understood from the Quran and from the Sunnah. It's only understood in the light of the revelation, in the light of that which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then those who were upon that, who believed in that and followed that and transmitted to that after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the companions. And they had students, the tabi'un, and they conveyed it to them, and they were upon that. And there was no problem in that time until in the end of the time of the life of the companions and the end of the tabi'in and the likes like that, when innovation started coming in this affair. And before that, they were upon certainty, and they were all gathered upon the truth and the understanding about iman. And it wasn't until after the end, in the extinction of the era of the companions and the likes, in the time of the tabi'in, that these innovations became introduced, any misinterpretations of al-Iman. So before that, they were all upon the same creed and the same belief. And they had the proper understanding, and they transmitted that. So the point now is that, no doubt, this Iman is understood from the Quran and from the Sunnah. But that must be understood in the light of the understanding of those who transmitted that to us. That must be understood in the light of those who transmitted that to us, in the light of the understanding of the companions. And then after them, their students, the tabi'in. And then the Atba'at Tabi'een. And this is the generation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has praised in His book. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has praised. السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. This is the case. تسمعون ويسمع منكم ويسمع ممن سمع منكم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in more than one narration, clarified that these generations here, they're the ones who are upon the proper deen. They're the ones upon the proper way. So therefore, to understand the Quran and the Sunnah, or to understand Iman, which is the deen in entirety, to understand al-Iman and its proper interpretation, we must rely upon the revelation. And to understand that, we must rely upon the understanding and the interpretation of the companions and the best generations. And those who oppose them, then they are upon falsehood. And this should be something that is known. And this should be something that is clear for every believer. And if someone, he wanted to know how many of the Muslims have gone astray, it's in this manner here. And how the Ummah has divided in these different groups is in this manner here. They have left off this main and pure source of understanding the religion and understanding the faith, returning back to the Quran and Sunnah with the understanding of the pious and the righteous of this Ummah. Those first three generations at the head of them, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and the companions radiallahu anhum, and then their students, and then their students, the scholars of hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. That there will always remain a group victorious upon the truth, victorious, apparent upon the truth. No harm will come to them from those who abandon them until the command of Allah comes. Al-Bukhari and other than him, and Imam Ahmad, they all agreed, and they said, إِنْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَهْلَ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِ مَنْ هُمْ. If they were not the scholars of hadith, any of those who transmitted these narrations, I don't know who they are. Then I don't know who they are. Are there any questions with regards to that which has preceded? From the issue of al-Iman in the introduction, or comments, corrections. What are some of the resemblances between the nakhla and the tree, the good tree, and the tree of faith in the heart of a believer? Who can remind us of some of those resemblances?
For a tree to be called a tree, should have roots, trunk, and branches. So the iman should have in a heart, tasdeeq, and qawl with the tongue, and so the action on the way.
Ahsant. From the first resemblances is that a tree is not considered a tree until it has roots, and a trunk, and it has branches and stems. So likewise, the tree of faith is not truly faith until there are roots, foundations, and that is creed, belief, and likewise until there is a statement, and likewise actions. So just as the tree, it has these affairs, also the faith, it has these affairs. It has these affairs. It must have creed and belief, and also statements. Any of the statements of faith, and also the actions of faith. Another aspect, resemblance.
Once the tree receives what it needs, as far as the sun and water, it becomes stronger.
Uh-huh.
And once the man receives what it needs, which is revelation, it becomes stronger.
So, ahsanta. So also from the resemblance is that the tree, it has to have provision and nourishment. And it has to have water and sunlight and the likes like this. It has to be cultivated with this provision. It has sources that it gets its nourishment from. Likewise, iman, and the tree of faith in the heart, it has sources. It has sources that it receives its faith from. And the foundation of that is the revelation. There's a whole chapter the author mentioned about these sources and he clarifying them. But the foundation of that is the revelation of the Quran and the Sunnah. This is what nourishes and waters the tree of faith in the heart, just as the tree, the actual tree, is watered.
Palm tree doesn't grow in any land, and likewise faith doesn't grow in any
land. The palm tree, it doesn't grow, it will not grow in any soil, or in any land, or any part of the earth. Only a certain soil is suitable for the palm tree. And likewise, the tree of faith, it will not grow in any heart. It will not grow in any heart. It's only the good heart, the heart that is suitable and proper for that tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ. He knows best where to put his guidance, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam.
The heart of the palm tree is sweet.
Okay. The
sound
is Allahu Akbar. The palm tree, it has the sweetest heart. The heart of the palm tree, it is sweet. The actual heart of the tree is known. It's called Al-Jummar. Al-Jummar. Somebody can find us Jummar Nakhla. We can try it someday, inshallah. Can bring these, huh? But it's said to be very sweet. And it's good. And likewise, the heart of a believer, likewise, is sweet and is soft and kind, and it loves good for others, and the likes like this. So this is a great resemblance. Now,
so the tree, if it doesn't receive nourishment, then parts of it can wither up and die. So it needs to receive nourishment. Likewise, the believer, if his faith isn't being nourished, it can, parts of it can die, wither up and die. But it can also be replenished and come back to life.
Allahu Akbar. Jazakallahu khairan. So just as the tree, as mentioned before, it has to have nourishment. If that nourishment is taken from it, then, or if it's not dealt with properly, it can wither up. Any parts of it will begin to wither up and to die. And the life's like this. And likewise, the faith. Likewise, the faith. You know, the faith will become begin to wither up, and it'll become weak. It'll become weak. And one of the questions that came, I just remember now, one of the questions that came from the youth, how do you know whenever your faith is gone? Or whenever your faith is going away? And whenever these branches start falling off. What are the branches? What are the branches? The actions. The branches are the actions. So if the branches, the good deeds start falling off, then this is a sign that the faith is going away. This is a sign that the faith is going away. They're related directly. When the faith is stronger, the branches are higher and more plentiful and more beneficial. Whenever the faith is weaker, the branches start to wither. And the weaker the faith, the more they wither. The more they wither. But should we ever have despair? And the mercy of Allah. What if all of his tree is bare? It's barren, but his roots are there and his trunk is standing. Should he have despair? Should he let? What should he do? Repent to Allah. Return to Allah with sincerity and put trust and reliance upon Him, and watch that tree grow. Watch that tree grow. Many of the people, they never had that tree in their life, and Allah put it there for them, and it grew and it grew and it grew. Alhamdulillah. Some people, they were born with that tree as a favor from Allah. They were born with that tree in their heart. Alhamdulillah. From birth, some of the first words they ever said was the word Allah or La ilaha illallah. Any from birth, Allahu Akbar. And like others, they didn't have that bounty, but Allah favored them later and planted that tree in their heart. And so this is something that is important. So the tree, if the provision is not given to it properly, it will wither up. And it doesn't wither up all at once, rather little by little by little. Likewise, the faith, it will weaken and weaken and weaken. But just like the tree, likewise, if you water and begin to take care of it, and you give it the proper care and nourishment, it will come back to life. Likewise, the faith will come back to life and become strong and beneficial again. It can become strong and beneficial again. Naam, ahsant. Another one, Naam.
And also, the Muslim is deeply rooted at the moment with the faith, like the palm tree is deeply rooted in the ground when the wind blows.
So,
they usually swing a little with the winds, so that the Muslim, when the wind so desires, it will stay.
It will stay firm. Asluha thabitun. The believer, just like the tree, whenever the tree has the firm roots, the tree, whenever its roots become firm, and many times the roots, they'll have many roots. The roots become firm, they'll become many of them, going different ways into the ground, some deep and some out, like this stabilizing the tree. What do the roots do? They stabilize the tree. Likewise, the roots of faith in the heart, whenever they're firm, then it stabilizes the believer. It stabilizes the believer. So whenever this stable tree comes that has these firm roots, whenever the wind comes, and whenever the rain comes, and whenever the ice comes, and whenever the storms come, and the likes like this, it will not come uprooted. It will not come uprooted. And sometimes maybe it's affected by the weather, but not entirely. It would not lose any its stability. It will stay there. It will sway. Many times you'll find it just swaying like this, hard and almost not even affected, just moving with it like this. And like that, a believer, when his faith is strong, the fitting and the trials, they come, and he just moves with it. He just faces it. If some hardship comes to him, he faces it. He doesn't run from it. He'll face it and deal with it with faith, with iman and sincerity, and with trust and reliance and certainty, and knowing that it's from the command and the decree of Allah. And then he will take the means to deal with that, and he will just move with that until it's gone, and he's standing straight again. And likewise, in the good times as well, he will move with them as well. The good times come, and the believer who is strong, the winds of goodness and joy, he will not cause him to become big-headed. And like some trees, what happened to them? They grow and they grow and they grow until they become top heavy. They become top heavy and become harmful. And then maybe it would rain and the ice will come and then knock them over like this. Sometimes a believer, if he thinks that he's the bounties are from him. This money is my money. I made this. I earned this job with the sweat on my head and from the sweat of my back. And this is all from my efforts and my benefit and the likes like this. And forgetting Allah Azza wa Jal, that the favor is from Allah. And although a person, he took the means, it is Allah who allowed him to take the means and guided him and gave him success. So therefore, the praise and the thanks goes back to Allah, not to one's own efforts. And so then he will also, in good times, he will move. He will move. He will not become uprooted. He will not become hasty and hot. He will move with the wind as it comes, and it will be stable. Like that, the palm tree. He's stable with the wind. Whenever it comes, he moves with it. And when it stops, he's back steady, alhamdulillah. He's back steady, alhamdulillah. Mm. Yeah.
Tree can be affected if the weeds grow around it. So the iman, it is surrounded by the wrong people.
Uh-huh. The trees can become affected by weeds and by other any outside affairs, like insects and the likes like this. And he can come to the tree and corrupt it. These weeds can compete with the roots and take the water, or suffocate the roots and the tree and the likes like this, and affect it until it weakens it or causes it to die. And likewise, a believer, he can have the wrong company and the wrong companionship, and the wrong ideas and the wrong thoughts can come to him, and the likes like this can be introduced to him either by individuals or by this new companion that we have called the cell phone, internet and the likes like this, or YouTube or Facebook and the likes like this, looking at the wrong information and listening to the wrong people and getting the wrong understanding. All of this is a means to corrupt weeds and filth and the likes that will corrupt and weaken the faith, just as a tree becomes weakened. But what happens if you get rid of those weeds and you get rid of those pests and the likes like this, the tree will begin to flourish again and become strong. And likewise, the faith of a person, he gets rid of those foul companions and taking knowledge from the wrong sources and the likes like this, alhamdulillah, then again the faith can come back to life. Uh-huh.
A tree is considered a tree when it has roots, the trunk, and branches. And likewise, the tree of the heart, if it has belief in the heart, statements on the tongue, and action on the hand.
Sent. The tree is a tree whenever it has roots and a trunk and branches. And just like that, a faith is considered true faith whenever it has belief and creed in the heart, and it has statement on the tongue and actions altogether. In this manner, it will be true and sincere faith. True and sincere faith. Naam. Another example. Naam.
Likewise, within the heart, the tree could be planted in the heart, and then it could not be firmly planted within the heart, and it has to be firmly planted with the details of the religion.
Allahu Akbar. So sometimes, just as a tree can be seen, it looks beautiful and strong outwardly, but inside there's deficiency in its roots. And therefore, whenever the wind comes, it takes it out. And if that one day comes with the heavy winds, takes it out. Likewise, a believer, maybe he'll have the outward appearance of faith and iman and the likes like that, but he will have deficiency. Sometimes maybe he has deficiency in his heart, deficiency in his faith because of ignorance and not having firm and solid knowledge and details of the religion. Then he could become affected in the same manner. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.